Kyle Malin. He's the editor of the MERS newsletter. Kyle, how are you?
Great. How you doing, Tony?
I'm doing great. You have a good holiday?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Either my stomach's getting smaller or I eat more than I thought, man.
You know, what I find is I can't eat as much as I used to, and that really bums me out. I pack it in there, but I just can't get it done anymore, Kyle. I'm upset about that.
Yeah, well, you should be. I'm right there with you, though, Tony. I don't know why I wasn't able to eat as much as I was last year, but I feel just as full.
All right, the legislators are coming back to town. They'll be in session tomorrow. From your perspective, what are going to be the top things that they try to tackle?
Well, last week or 2 weeks ago, we did a list of the top 10 things that we thought were going to come up in the legislature this last 3 weeks of the year. They're going to be in for about 9 more days, and then they're going to call it the year. The first thing I think that everyone's going to get excited about is this bullying bill. The Senate's just got to okay some changes that the House made and send it to the governor. We think that's going to happen fairly quickly. We've gone over a couple things on this show before, Tony, but one of the subjects we haven't talked about that's important is unemployment insurance bonds.
All right, before we go to that, Kyle, with the bullying bill, is that going to cover all students in all groups?
Yeah, it will.
Okay.
We won't enumerate the different categories, so it won't specifically say you can't bully a kid because he's gay, you can't bully a kid because he's black. All these types of things. What it will just say is that you can't bully a kid for any reason, anytime.
All right, let's get back to that unemployment legislation.
Yeah, and I don't know if folks have been paying attention to this, but Michigan has the second highest unemployment debt in the country next to California. I mean, since we've been in our recession for at least 10 years, we've had to borrow money from the federal government in order to pay people their unemployment checks. And so we're up to about $3.1 billion. And this is money that has to be paid back to the federal government from the state of Michigan. And in order to do that, employers are having to pay more to the government and so forth. But another way that we're looking at paying this back quickly is by issuing some bonds. And it's something that the business community really wants, and, of course, the Republican legislature is sympathetic to. So we're going to be looking at a couple bills that are designed to take care of that.
All right. Where are we on the bridge? We're going to see anything else with that?
Well, you know, that may be something that comes up with the governor, but he would have to do that by himself because the House has said that they're not really interested in doing it, and as we know, the Senate can't pass it out of their chamber. So maybe administratively we'll see something, and we'll keep our eyes on that. But as far as legislative action, there isn't anything out there along those lines. Instead, we're going to be watching things like worker compensation changes. How the Republicans want to change the worker compensation laws to help employers out. There's some state worker retirement changes that we're going to make, making state employees pay more for their future pension costs in order to stabilize that fund. And also there's going to be these education reform bills that would lift the cap on university-sponsored charter schools. And also these cyber schools, lifting the cap on those. Those are a few items also that we expect will be going this winter, or this month, rather, and we'll be looking for those.
Well, in a story in this morning's Detroit Free Press written by Dawson Bell, he talks about legislation that's co-sponsored by Senators Virgil Smith and Joe Hewn, which would exempt the city of Detroit from a provision in the state's Right to Farm Act that precludes municipalities from exercising zoning or regulatory authority over farms. This will make it easier to farm those vacant areas in Detroit.
Yeah, that's interesting. And I didn't know those two had been working together on that bill, but, you know, that's part of this whole urban farming thing that I think you're seeing across the country where cities are trying to get their urban population more healthy and also to address a problem where there isn't grocery stores in urban areas where folks who are really restricted to bus travel have to take a bus a good distance in order to go to a Meijer or Kroger or some other grocery store. And so this urban farming thing is really trying to get, it really takes care of a lot of problems. First, it takes care of you know, the urban space. I mean, what do we do with, especially in Detroit, what do we do with these burned out properties and these large swaths of empty land? But it also gets people engaged in helping them to lead healthier lives by growing vegetables out in their land and to really take pride in the stuff that they're making. And I don't know, I think we're seeing that a little bit here in Lansing, and I think in Detroit they need some legislation just to make sure that it doesn't run afoul of certain sections of the law to do these urban farms. But it's certainly a great program, and I think that's why you're seeing Republicans and Democrats co-sponsoring a bill to help make it happen.
Kyle, in a story in today's newsletter, data released by the EPA earlier this month indicates that chemicals used in hydraulic fracking was found in Wyoming, in a Wyoming town's impure water supply. How is this contamination going to have any impact on Michigan's fracking future?
Well, you know, it could have some impact. You know, fracking is this process where you get to dig extra deep into the earth in order to extract the natural gas that's down there. And what you're doing is you're impacting a layer of earth called shale. And when you break the shale, and you need to put a chemical down into the earth in order to bring the natural gas up. And it's great technology, but there's some problems with the chemical that gets put down there impacting the water supply. And they have that problem in the state of Wyoming. Now, why do we care here in Michigan? Well, it's the same company, and there's concerns, well, geez, are they using the same process? Because they've already dug one well here in Michigan, and they've testified before a House subcommittee, oh, geez, when was it, a couple months ago, and they want to do more because they think that there is some potential. Now, why would we want to do something like that? Well, you know, we all want to be energy independent, and the state of Pennsylvania and West Virginia have just made Bucos bucks by extracting natural gas out of their shale. So, you know, there's certainly an economic development potential. It could save us all money, but could it be at the expense of our natural water? And, you know, water is the best thing we've got going here as far as a natural resource. There's concerns that, shoot, if we're going to poison the well, what's the point of doing it at all?
All right, Kyle, I've got several more questions for you. Can we bring you back in a few minutes after our news?
Yeah, sure, Tony.
All right, I find it interesting in your quote of the day, himself. Is that a short enough answer for you? Ed Sarpolis of Target Insight, when asked what did in now former Representative Paul Scott.
Yeah, well, you know, that is kind of a popular sentiment going around town that if it was any other state legislator who was being recalled, they might not have been recalled, but since it was Paul Scott, the MEA was able to hit the target.
All right, we'll call you right back. Thanks so much.